Hi everyone, my name is Brian Wright, and don't worry, this episode of the Shellac Stack is not contagious, but still, I wouldn't stand too close to your speaker.
Cold. All I do is sniff past that handkerchief. What a funny feeling in my eyes and ears and throat. I can't sleep, I can't eat, get a pail and soak my feet. I got a cold in my nose. Ooh, I got a cold in my nose. Please repeat what you said. Funny noises in my head. I got a cold in my nose. I got a cold in my nose. Bought myself galoshes, flannel union suit. Over my galoshes, I wear a pair of rubber boots. Oh, I feel bad, I feel bum. Gee, I wish that spring would come. I got a cold in my nose. I got a cold in my nose.
Recording for Columbia Records on April 13th, 1929. That's Harry Reeser's Syncopators with, of course, Tom Stax singing the vocal, I Got a Code in My Doze, which translates roughly as I Got a Cold in My Nose, which would about sum things up here at the Shellac Stack. It's that time of year when seems like everybody's got a cold, including yours truly. But that's not going to stop us from having a little fun with some 78s on this edition of the Shellac Stack. That tune, incidentally, was composed by Arthur Fields and Arthur Hall, and there are a couple of other interesting recordings of that out there, but I like that one a lot. Harry Reeser's Syncopators on Columbia 1806D, welcoming us to this edition of the Shellac Stack. Got a baker's dozen for you, some great 78s, and we're going to keep moving with a record credited to Gene Cardos and his orchestra, which in this case really is Adrian Rollini's orchestra. Perfect, 15848, a Gordon and Revel song recorded November 15th, 1933 in New York. And, well, here's another great way to start off a program, as long as I've got a cold. Something that'll give me some comfort. This song is called You're Such a Comfort to Me.
Thank you. Like a port in a storm, like a breeze when you're warm, like sugar in your tea, you're such a comfort to me. Like a coat when you're cold, like a cane when you're old, like honey to a bee, you're such a comfort to me. I'm sure that you're as refreshing as rain to a fading rose, a fireside when it snows, a stroll in the park, a kiss in the dark, like a nest to a dove, like a song when you're in love. You will always be such a comfort to me.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That's one way to make us feel better. Harry Roy and his orchestra recorded in London, February 26, 1935, Let's Have a Jubilee, sung by Bill Curry and a vocal chorus, and issued in the United States on Decca record number 1151. That's a tune by Irving Mills and Alex Hill, Let's Have a Jubilee. Before that, we heard a perfect record by the Gene Cardos Orchestra, which was actually, in this case, a pseudonym for Adrian Rollini's band, You're Such a Comfort to Me, with, of course, that great Chick Bullock singing the vocal on that record from November of 1933, a Gordon and Revel song. And that perfect record has a number of minor little surface abrasions, but it plays really, really nicely, always a surprise, and especially pleasantly so in the case of those perfect records, which are seldom perfect, but that one plays pretty well. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, this time with Winter Cold. But as I said, we're going to forge ahead, and I've got an interesting record for you now from Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra. This is a 12-inch recorded on, let's see, October 29th, 1917 in New York City. And I play this one because I just returned from about a week and a half in Kansas and Missouri. I was asked to come be the Scott Joplin Foundation's artist in residence for the week, which meant traveling from Kansas City to Sedalia, Missouri, and then finally making a stop in St. Louis, playing ragtime mostly for students at elementary, middle, and high schools. And in the course of a week, I went to 11 different schools, actually make that 12, and played for who knows how many students, but it was a lot of fun. I'm sure somewhere along the line I picked up this cold as my souvenir, but it was still a great, great time. And so in honor of my trip to Missouri, we'll listen to the Missouri Waltz. And the label states, music from an original melody procured by John V. Eppel, arranged by F.K. Logan. Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra, Victor 35663, the Missouri Waltz. Thank you. Perhaps not the most exciting record ever waxed, but certainly not among the very worst. That's Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra, the Missouri Waltz, recorded for Victor on October 29th, 1917. And as I mentioned, I played that because I just returned from a week in Missouri myself, playing ragtime for a bunch of school students. It was a lot of fun. You know, they'd get these students together into a gymnasium of a school, sometimes as many as 300 or 400 at once. In fact, I think the final school I went to, we packed about 700 middle schoolers in to the gym. And I would sit at a little upright piano, talk a little bit about the history of ragtime, play a few examples, and in some cases even get the students up and dancing, which was always a lot of fun. Along the way, I had to endure some pretty unusual questions, sometimes ranging from students who had to go to the bathroom to students who wanted to know how Scott Joplin died. And if you know anything about Scott Joplin's life and unfortunate demise, it's not exactly the kind of thing one wants to get into detail when discussing with elementary school students, so I would have to just pass it off as, well, he got very, very sick. But to continue along with my Missouri trip theme, I've got a couple of ragtime records for you now. The first by Stan Freberg, and I've always loved this thing, from 1950, a Stan Freberg and Cliffy Stone tune called Ragtime Dan, recorded for Capitol Records, number 1356. After that, it will go back 1 year earlier to 1949, and a recording made by Ralph Sutton in San Francisco, November of 1949, for the Down Home label. He's playing a great rag by Robert Hampton, the Cataract Rag. So a couple of ragtime selections for you now, starting off with Stan Freberg.
Do you see those happy smiling faces gathered round the band? I'm telling you, they're listening to the music of Ragtime Dan. Do you see them rocking to that rhythm, hear them clap their hands? What is this thing that makes them swing? It's the music of Ragtime Dan. When they hear him rag that piano, they want to shuffle all the while. They want to move their 2 feet to that two-beat ragtime style. So come on and join those happy people gathered round the band. When he starts to play, throw your cares away to the music of Ragtime Dan. Faces gathered round the band. I'm telling you, they're listening to the music of Ragtime Dan. Do you see them rocking to that rhythm, hear them clap their hands? What is this thing that makes them swing? It's the music of Ragtime Dan. When they hear him rag that piano, they want to shuffle all the while. They want to move their 2 feet to that two-beat ragtime style. So come on and join those happy people gathered round the band. When he starts to play, throw your cares away to the music of Ragtime Dan. He plays piano, the music of Ragtime Dan, 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 Dan. A mighty syncopated piano man. Thank you.
And that'll about do it for the Ragtime Quotient on this edition of the Shellac Stack. That was Ralph Sutton recording in San Francisco in November of 1949 for the Down Home record label, Down Home No. 7, that great Robert Hampton rag, Cataract Rag. Before that, a Capitol record of 1950 by Stan Freberg, it was Ragtime Dan. And now from the heartlands of America, we'll travel via shellac to Germany for these next couple of selections, although actually the first one was recorded in the United States in New York, and the next one was recorded in Paris, but never mind that. The music in both of these cases is loosely Germanic. First, we'll hear the Manhattan Quartet, recorded for the Victor label in March of 1926, issued on Victor 78717. This is Almfrieden, the Alpine Meadow Peace, described on the label as male quartet with yodeling and guitars. Sounds like fun. After that, we'll travel to Paris for an early recording made in 1904 and issued in this case on the His Master's Voice label in the UK, issue E183. Pablo de Sarasate, that famous, terrific violinist, playing a prelude of Bach. This is a really interesting record in nice shape, and what I want you to listen for is at the end you'll even hear a tuning pitch, because of course at that time records were not necessarily right at 78 RPM. They would vary, and in this case they were kind enough to give us a tuning tone so you could tune your phonograph. That comes at the very end of the record. So two now. First, the Manhattan Quartet with Almfrieden, followed by Pablo de Sarasate and a prelude by Bach.
Wann die auf Palma geht, lass die Sorge horn. Alles rot, alles weh, in Triebertraum. Schau, wie die Blümel an, schwind gleich mein
Ooh.
Pretty fancy fingerwork from Pablo de Sarasate, playing Bach's Prelude, recorded in Paris in 1904 and issued here on His Master's Voice label, E183. What a magnificent performance. Before that, the Manhattan Quartet and the Alpine Meadow Peace, or Almfrieden, recorded in New York, March 9th, 1926. And where else but the Shellac Stack would you hear those two paired back-to-back? Still, it's fun to just get to pull out whatever records I like to hear and play them for you. And incidentally, that reminds me, if you'd like to make a request, I'd welcome your comments or suggestions or requests. You can email me at shellacstack@gmail.com. That's all one word, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or just visit my website at www.briansright.com. And you can post a note on any of the Shellac Stack programs right there on the page, or you can use the contact form to send me a message. So all kinds of ways you can reach me, just if you want to say hi, or if you have a request for a future Shellac Stack program. Well, the other night my wife and I were watching Whoopi, a great 1930 film starring Eddie Cantor, and I had never seen it before, but I really enjoyed it. It's one of those early two-strip Technicolor features, and despite some politically incorrect scenes, there are some great musical numbers and some terrific dance sequences choreographed by Busby Berkeley. And as I said, a couple of nice, nice songs. Now, what we're going to do first is listen to Eddie Cantor, recorded in September of 1919 for the Emerson label, sing Don't Put a Tax on the Beautiful Girls. Now, this did not appear in the film Whoopi, but I think it actually appeared in the recent HBO series Boardwalk Empire. It's a terrific Yellen and Ager song, so we'll hear that first. And then we'll hear Ray Da Costa, that magnificent South African pianist, recorded in London, February 4th, 1931, as she arranges two selections from the film Whoopi, My Baby Just Cares for Me, and A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine, both of these Kahn and Donaldson songs. So we'll hear Ray Da Costa with the Nightclub Kings on an HMV record, number B3777. So first, here's Eddie Cantor, followed by Ray Da Costa.
Taxes here and there, taxes everywhere, taxes every place that they can be. Though I'm getting by, still I can't deny, there's a tax I know would ruin me. I sent my congressman a note. I said, if you want my vote, don't put a tax on the beautiful girls. How can I live without love? You can tax my business and all that I own, but have a little pity, leave my pleasure alone. What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall? Suppose they charge a dime to kiss a girl on her cheek. How's a fella going to live on 30 a week? So don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving at all. Don't put a tax on the beautiful girls. How can I live without love? You can tax my soda, I'll pay it somehow. But don't you think the price of chicken's high enough now? What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall? Now what's the use of taking all the joy out of life? You're just gonna drive me back to loving my wife. So don't put a tax on the beautiful girl, or I won't get any loving at all. Don't put a tax on the beautiful girl. How can I live without love? I don't mind the taxes on my ginger ale, but put a tax on women and we'll all go to jail. What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall. But if you've got to put a tax on beautiful fans, let me be the guy who goes around with the stamp. So don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving at all.
One of my favorite pianists of the early 1930s, who unfortunately died all too young in, I think, about 1934. That was Ray DaCosta, originally from South Africa, assisted by the Nightclub Kings, it says on the label, an HMV record number B3777, recorded in London, 1931. Whoopee medley, including My Baby Just Cares for Me and A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine. Before that, Eddie Cantor singing Don't Put a Tax on the Beautiful Girls, recorded in September of 1919 and issued on Emerson 1071. We have time for a few more selections on today's Shellac Stack program. And next up, kind of an unusual record for the Shellac Stack. This comes from late 1956, issued in early 57 on the Dot label, although I think this originally came out on the Phoebe label. This is a famous sort of early rock and roll group, the Del Vikings, who had probably one of the biggest hits of the early rock and roll era with their Come Go With Me, which has long been a favorite of mine. But I'm going to do something a little different and flip the record over for you, because one side of this record is Come Go With Me, but the other side you don't hear very often, and admittedly it's maybe not as great, but just for the fun of it, we'll listen to How Can I Find True Love? That's the name of the song. Credited on the label as C. Johnson for the composer. And, of course, in my mind, I see C. Johnson and immediately think Charles L. Johnson, that great ragtime composer, but I'm pretty sure that's not the composer of this next song. So we'll hear that, and then we'll see where that takes us. After that, we'll go back to 1927, and I won't tell you who's playing, but we're going to hear a tune called The Clarinet Tickle and see if you can guess the two musicians involved. But first, the Del Vikings, How Can I Find True Love?
True love. On the mountains, or is it far at sea? True love will never alter. True love will never die.
Thank you.
Did you guess our mystery musicians? Pretty hard to miss. Boyd Center as the clarinetist and Eddie Lang at the guitar. And I'm not sure who the pianist was, but that was recorded for OK Records on January 20th, 1927 in New York City. The Clarinet Tickle, a Boyd Center composition. Before that, the Del Vikings, How Can I Find True Love? The flip side of Come Go With Me, at least on the Dot Records issue. That was Dot 15538, recorded in late 1956, and I suspect recorded here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I know the flip side, Come Go With Me, was recorded in Pittsburgh, so I'm just extrapolating from that that perhaps the other side was as well. But I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners does. Anyway, with those two records, we approach the end of this edition of the Shellac Stack podcast. And boy, it's been a wild but fun ride. I hope you've found some records that you enjoyed, and I hope you'll tune in again next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. We're going to finish off the program on an optimistic note now. A recording made in New York, April 2nd, 1936. Another Chick Bullock vocal. This is Jack Shilkret and his orchestra, and a tune called There's Always a Happy Ending. Maybe a little bit simplistic and naive, but we'll go with it this time. And I hope I'll see you next time here on the Shellac Stack. Okay, before I pass this cold along to you, let's finish up and listen to Jack Shilkret, There's Always a Happy Ending.
Every talking picture you see, where the boy takes the girl in his arms, same as you and me. There's always a tender love song in every talking picture they do, where the boy sings a song to the girl like I sing to you. Sometimes they have a quarrel, one breaks the other's heart. After they've had their quarrel, love plays the same old part. There's always a happy ending in every talking picture you see, where the boy gets a kiss and the girl gets a kiss, just the same as you and me.